وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور.
Bismillah, you're watching The Mailbox, and our website is called IslamMailbox.com, where you can get more of these same questions and answers there, and also ask us questions online. Right now, we've got a question that's come in. It said, if everything is happening by Allah's will, as you guys claim, then why is Christianity number one in the world, and the Muslims are suffering so much everywhere? Okay, well, and we had a similar question to this in one of our other programs, but to let you know that Islam, actually Muslims are comprising 25% of all the human beings on the earth today, and these are according to statistics released by the United States. And there are about the same number of Christians, but they're divided into two huge groups, Protestants versus the Catholics. And the Catholics have already conceded that Islam is number one and passed them up. But that's really immaterial. It wasn't until the last few centuries that the Catholics and Orthodox were able to propagate their various forms of Christianity by force at the point of a sword. And I would like to remind you that it was the Crusades, the Inquisition, and the settling of America, Mexico, South America, and these conversions all took place after some very bloody battles. And so the American Indians, as well as the South American natives, were brought into Christianity literally at the point of the sword, whereas Islam has spread throughout the world through dealings and business and relationships and marriages and so on for the past 1400 years. What's interesting to note is that Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world, and the ones who are coming to Islam the most are from Christianity. It could be because there is so much similarity between the actual teachings of the two, regardless of what some of the people practice who adhere to those particular faiths. I would like to also mention that Jesus, peace be upon him, is very much beloved and a part of the teachings of Islam. He is the Christ, the Messiah, and Muslims love him so much we say peace be upon him after his name. Another point is that Christianity is actually divided up into more than just one or two groups, but the major groups, as we mentioned, Catholicism, Protestants, and then there are the Orthodox. So when you consider this, you'd have to agree that there is a lot more division than there is unity, especially over the subject of the Bible and how many books it has, how many verses it has, and so on. In fact, the Quran is the only book on earth that has only one version. We adhere to the Quran letter for letter, word for word, chapter for chapter, with no deviation, regardless of the various sects, Shiite, Sufi, Sunni, etc., but still only one Quran. And that's not true in Christianity, as they have different books. You get more details on our website about this, and watch for us back on here next time on The Mailbox. Check our website, islammailbox.com. Till then, peace. Salaam alaikum.